That round bill all, the whole year, if you want to, you let the cows come eat it up and don't even haul it out. But I've never used that.
What keeps it from going bad?
Oh, yeah.
From what?
I thought
it,
you could ruin it.
Oh, yeah, the water gets into it. Well, the claim that that round bill will build it tight enough, it'll shed the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't come in the rain. It'll come in the bay.
Hmm.
But you've got to keep the water out of it. But now, I don't know whether the bill will do that or not, but the claim now it will.
Well, with the flooding they've had recently.
Yeah, that's just a late model job.
Yeah. Okay, what, did you ever have any special places for keeping cows?
Yeah.
Besides just the barn?
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, the best place to keep a cow and keep her well and hardy, if you can, is in a cedar thicket in the winter.
Is it a what?
Just in a cedar thicket. The wind will never blow through there. They never get no drafts, and she never gets muddy, she can get... And lay, doesn't ever have to lay in no wet place or nothing. But if it rains on or snows on, she'll still stay healthy. And she's getting that thicket, and she won't be sick. If you can get away, she can get plenty to eat. Well, she's got to eat, no question about that. And of course, when you go in the barn, you got to where the feed is. That's a good part about that.
Okay, what, do you ever have any places, special places where you can milk the cows outside?
Well, not special places outside. We used to milk outside some. Just get your old cow broke, just stop milk. But hard to do much, milk many cows do much without having a barn to put the cows in and hitch them.
Yeah.
But now we were all broke, so I can milk up home with just little kids. We just milk a whole bunch of cows. Just go up and just bring you a stool down and sit down and just milk the cow. I just stand there.
Yeah.
And we've done that since we've been married. Just have one cow in order to milk for family use. Mm-hmm. She just stand there. The cow get weather like that. They don't bother at all. But you got to get a broke to
it. How do you do that?
Oh, it's a beginning. You see, you might have to have a little help to stand around, sort of hem up the fence corner, and then after you get to milking a little bit, she'll get what she'll like it. Stand there.
Won't she try to kick?
Not often. Sometimes do. I don't want a cow. They just like people. Some of them are mean, easy to get along.
I'm glad she's
going to
play the
invasive heat
for her.
I don't know. I hope not.
Nobody will hear it with it. It
won't. Your
name won't be. Anyway.
What
about horses? Where do you keep them?
In the barn.
Any special place?
I have a stable in the barn, you know. Every horse has his own stable. I don't fool a horse much now. I just got one mare. Broken gauge and got a showing.
She's done pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not. Don't keep many horses like I used to. But I don't have time, and I always thought it cost too much to hire a trainer. If we don't use horses like we did once a year.
I'm doing pretty good with it, aren't you?
What about hogs and pigs? What sort of places are they kept in?
Well, Very much like cattle, but you don't find them in a barn too much. They just have a hole. That's a shelter for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have pasture and lots of feed.
Hogs?
Yeah, they have to eat a lot.
What would you call a fenced-in place just for hogs?
A hog lot. A hog lot. I used to have a hog lot at home all the time. Hog lot's thing.
Yeah.
If you're going to feed hogs, you see, you put them in your hog lot and have your good fence around it. Plenty of water and pasture, shade. Just leave a hog there by itself. They get the width and anything else. Just feed hogs, and a lot of them in there at all.
What about a place around the barn where the animals can walk around?
Barnyard.
Uh-huh. You call it just barnyard?
Yeah, barn lot's what we call it. I always call it barn lot.